You're listening to Night Cheese. I'm Kelly.
And I'm Shuba.
And we are back after a many month hiatus. Back to the cheese. The last thing that we talked about was the finale of Game of Thrones. However, that was less than 6 months ago. So,
all right. Not terrible.
I think it's fine.
And that's still fresh. People are still complaining about
that. I've just been processing it for a really long time. I actually, this isn't what our episode is going to be about, but I was listening to a podcast from The Ringer where they were talking about Last Christmas, which apparently is a really bad movie. But one of them thinks that, I was going to call her Daenerys, that Emilia Clarke is a good actress. And that is demonstrably false. She is a bad actress.
I think it's hard. I don't think she did a good job, but for me, the much bigger problem was like her character itself.
Oh yeah, Game of Thrones so isn't the greatest example of her acting, but if you see her out in something else, such as for example Solo : A Star Wars Movie, she is so bad.
Is she?
Yeah. And what was weird in this podcast I was listening to, this person was like, she is a good actress, she was the only good thing about Solo : A Star Wars Movie. And I was like, she is one of the worst things about that movie. The best part is when, I don't know if you saw that movie, which you should not.
I haven't seen it.
The best part is where they explained how Han got his last name Solo. Can I walk you through it? He goes into a like train station and he's like, my name's Han. And then the guy who's selling the tickets is like, last name? And he's like, I don't have one. And then the ticket guy is like, you're by yourself, I see. And he's like, yep. And then the ticket guy is like, so you might say, and he looks straight in the camera. He's like, you might want to call you Solo. And they both look at the camera. I wish that's
how
it was.
They both look into camera.
I wish that that's how it was cinematographized, because the way it was done was way worse than that, but it was the same, almost the exact same lines. So that was when the earth kind of like crumbled in on itself.
Right.
I was just like, felt like I was in a different dimension.
Oh my God. What a mess. Yeah. Wasn't Phoebe Waller-Bridge a Fleabag in that movie?
Yes, she one of the two good things about the movie. So my understanding of that movie was that it was originally written by the people who wrote the Lego movie, but it went through a lot of like, I don't know, like rewrites and new writers and da 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 da. And so there were pieces of that original version that were in there, and that's where Phoebe Waller-Bridge was a droid. And she was like kind of leading this like socialist revolution or whatever.
Oh.
And she was the love interest of the Donald Glover character, Lando Calrissian. So they were the two really good things about the movie. So Donald Glover stole every scene he was in, and he was like in love with this robot, and it was funny. But they were only in maybe like 10% of the movie, and the rest of it was trash. Yeah.
Oh no.
Anyway, we're not here to talk about Solo : A Star Wars Movie either.
I did hear that she was a writer on the new James Bond movie.
Phoebe Waller-Bridge. Yeah. Okay, cool. The one where they're like, James Bond is a woman. LOL, just kidding. It's still a man.
Yeah.
I think we need to take a break from that franchise. Like, they should give it like a 10-year break and then maybe revisit it after that.
Maybe. I mean, I'm into seeing Daniel Craig take his shirt off and run.
I feel bad. I feel like he's not really into it. He like doesn't want to continue doing the franchise, and that just makes me sad.
He's not passionate about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway. They should make a John Cho.
What?
They should make a John Cho.
I'm
still, remember like 2 years ago when, what?
I want it to be Idris Elba.
Or Idris Elba.
Yeah.
Both would be great.
Either. Or Henry Golding. Or Daniel Day Kim.
Oh my God, Daniel Day Kim.
Yeah, any of those people would be scrumptious.
He hot. On Lost, he's shirtless a lot because they're on an island.
I'm glad you brought up Lost, because I actually think that having seen the series finale, I kind of knew that's where we are having some kind of technical difficulties, and
Kelly's microphone melted, and we just have to end.
Having not watched any of the series until the series finale, and you realize
we know you guys have been waiting for 6 months
this podcast,
for us to
so I could just
back.
Silence your.
Oh shit.
I just wanted to say, I just thought that my voice should be heard, that having not watched any of Lost except for the series finale, I wasn't surprised with the direction they took it in. I knew they were in purgatory the whole time.
You need to go fuck yourself. You know they were alive.
I don't, that wasn't my read on it, but.
Oh my God. I can't talk about this to anybody. There's no one to talk about. It's literally the, oh my God. I'm sorry. I have two friends in this entire world
I can talk to about Maybe this. We can rebrand the pod as a Lost pod and we can start from the beginning and do that.
No, you'd hate it so much.
How do you know I would hate it? I don't know. Island life.
Yeah, it's just about the Polynesian cultures.
Yeah.
I mean, it just depends on what you're watching it for.
I already know the ending, so the stakes are quite low.
And I'm like a huge sucker for the very emotional character issues. Even, you know, on Lost, watching it back now, some of it is kind of cheesy. But when I was watching it, even when I rewatched it, I was like, yeah, I'm into this shit. So I understand why people hated the ending, but I like didn't care at all.
Oh, I mean, I love the ending, so I can't really empathize. Anyway, we're not here to talk about Lost either.
Wait, sorry, I have one more TV show we have to talk about.
Okay, what?
Did you ever watch Dark?
No, that German show? Dark? No.
It's a German show about time travel.
I didn't watch it. I heard it was good from you.
Yeah, it is good. It's kind of, I mean, it's kind of hard to follow and sometimes it's annoying, but it's good. So Jesse told me that he was explaining it to a friend of his who was like, oh, I've heard about the show. What is it? And he said it was about time travel. And then his friend was like, if I had time travel, I would go back to a time before the last season of Game of Thrones came out and not watch it.
That's such a dumb use of time travel.
Isn't that? I was like, kill Hitler? Yeah. Aren't we all morally obligated to say kill Hitler?
We are. Or you could say go back in time knowing like what is going to be a good investment and just make a ton of money.
That would be so much smarter.
Yeah. Capitalism.
Capitalism. Which brings us to Parasite.
Ah. So the movie that we are talking about. Wait, first, has Jesse subscribed to this podcast?
I think so.
Can you check his phone next time you're with him?
Definitely not listened to it.
That's very rude.
That's for sure.
We've had at least three episodes since y'all started dating. Probably more.
We should, if we leave all of this in and he never says anything about it, that will confirm.
You need to ask him. No, I know he's going to listen. No, make him listen.
Okay.
That's his duty.
That is his duty.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that I made him subscribe, but I can't remember. I doubt that
just put it on in the car the next time you're in the car. I'm like, what is this?
Yeah, and they're so
funny.
I hate that girl's takes about Lost.
That girl sounds so smart about Lost. Anyway. Okay. What we're really here to talk about is Parasite, a movie by Bong Joon-ho, who also did Snowpiercer, which I did not see. Did you
see? Me neither.
And Okja, which I did see.
Me neither.
You didn't see
Okja? No, I didn't see that. No.
Oh, okay. A recap of the movie is that there's this poor family. We have to do a recap in case people haven't watched it.
Just a quick recap.
I'm just laughing because
the plot. Yeah.
Sorry. It's like a poor family that lives in what they call a partial basement or a semi basement.
A semi basement. I hadn't heard of that.
They're poor and there are people peeing outside their window on a regular basis and they fold cardboard pizza boxes for a living. And they, the son lucks out and gets to be a tutor for this rich family whose house is dope. It's like modern and it's like got these like floor to ceiling windows and it's so cool.
I just read today that was all a set. It was not a house. They just like fully built that from the ground up. I want
that house though. I mean, other than some of the parts of the house that we'll talk about. But eventually they kind of con their way into each member of the family taking over roles. So they kind of like get the driver fired and the dad becomes a driver. They like hire the sister as an art teacher and they hire the mom as like the housekeeper. Right. And they like get the housekeeper fired.
And of course they act like they're all strangers and
yeah, exactly. They're not a family. The rich family doesn't know who they are, and they kind of keep up this charade. And then the rich family goes camping, and then the old housekeeper comes back, and shit hits the fan. They find out there's secret basement where the mm-hmm. housekeeper's husband has just been living there, and she would like feed him periodically. She'd go down in the basement. He like hasn't been out of the basement in years, and she would feed him. Almost like a Mad-Eye Moody situation.
Yes.
Only logistically, not in any other sense. Yeah.
Only in the sense that he's trapped in a confined space.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And then there's like a fight and people get injured. And then what happens?
Basically, the families, those two sort of poor families end up sort of being at war with each other. The
yeah.
poor family, the bunker family is like, we're going to expose you to the rich
yeah,
family.
Yeah, that's right.
Because they
yeah.
find out that they're pretending not to be a family.
Yeah.
So they're sort of like fighting each other for the scraps of this rich family and trying to get rid of the other.
At the end of that whole fight thing, don't mm-hmm. they have both of the old housekeeper and her husband are down in the basement again with the door locked? Isn't that how that ends?
Yes.
Now I'm trying to remember, but I think at that point the housekeeper has been like gravely wounded.
She's yeah, the other lady, the other mom basically like pushes her down the stairs.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think does she die or she's just like gravely injured?
She's like she's injured and will eventually die.
She dies later.
And then
okay.
I don't know how they all reconvene though. I don't remember.
They just, so that happens right when the rich family comes back from camping.
Yeah.
So they're like, they hide the bunker family away, and then yeah. the poor family has to hide, except for the lady who's pretending to be the housekeeper.
Yeah.
And oh, then they all manage to escape, and then their house is flooded. Mm-hmm.
Before they escape, they're like hiding under the coffee table, and the rich wife and husband have like this weird sex where they're not, it's like sex with clothes on. It's but the lady is like, it like really feeling it, and she's like, buy me drugs.
That was the funniest part.
That was amazing.
That was so funny.
But anyway, yeah, they leave.
And then yeah. they like show you the faces of the rest of the family. And they're like, what the fuck? Yeah. Buy me drugs.
Yeah. And then, yeah, keep going about their house being flooded.
So, yeah, they manage to escape without being noticed. And then they go back and it's been raining. And this is like so sad. Their entire neighborhood is flooded. Their house yeah. is all fucked up. Their yeah. toilet is like erupting.
Yeah, that was gross.
Oh, God, that was so gross.
Yeah.
And then they basically all have to go right back to work.
Yeah.
Oh, they sleep in like a shelter or a gym or something.
And the son is like, and the daughter, the teenage daughter that he's tutoring, are like romantically entangled.
Oh, yeah. He's casually in his 20s and she's in high school.
Yeah. yeah, it's definitely, I mean, that's not the main point of the story, but yeah.
Well, the creepy part is that the dude who gives him the tutoring job
yeah.
also was romantically entangled.
Yeah.
So this terrible stuff happens to them, but then they have to go back to work the next day because the rich family decides to throw a birthday party for their son.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Who has like had some sort of, they don't quite tell you yet what happened, but he's had some sort of traumatic experiences and is sort of like troubled a little bit.
Yeah.
They have a birthday party for him, and that's where they all reconvene kind of in front of the rich family.
Yeah.
So this is like the very one of the climaxes of the movie. The main climax of the movie.
Shit really all hits the fan.
Yeah. It truly, God, this is horrifying. So they're at this birthday party in the garden of all their rich friends are there. The dude who is in the bunker breaks out somehow.
Well, the son like goes down there to check on them, and like for a family that is so used to walking up and down the stairs because they have a semi-basement home, they're so prone to falling down the stairs.
That
makes
so
no goddamn sense. That was Todd's opinion, but I'm not his thought, but I'm stealing it and rebranding it as my thought, because that's what fourth wave feminism is, when women take men's ideas and then call them their own. Yeah.
Girl,
yes.
That is a matriarchy.
Thank you.
We're building it.
Yeah. Anyway.
So that's how the other guy escapes.
He escapes. He has a knife.
He has, and he's fully lost his brain. He's gone crazy from being in the bunker and all this stuff.
Well, he had been like trying to Morse code out messages because there's a light switch.
That's right.
Or there's like the lights, the like automatic lights that come on that are motion detected. They also have like manual switches in the basement, and he was like banging his head on the switch because his hands were tied up to like Morse code things. That was fucking crazy. His face is all
bloody.
Yeah.
So he comes out and is like ready to stab everyone.
He's ready to rumble.
He's ready to rumble.
Yeah.
And he ends up stabbing the daughter who is like posing as the art teacher.
Yes.
So like the other family's, the other poor family's daughter. So he stabs her and everyone is like flipping out.
Yeah.
People are running away.
The dad and the two dads are playing Native Americans. So
that was cool.
They were like, oh, we're gonna do this skit where like someone's gonna try and pretend to attack the cake and we're gonna try and go out and pretend to defend it, and then that actually happens.
It all comes down to the cake.
Yeah. It does.
Oh, okay, so then the little boy, it turns out, was sort of haunted by actually seeing this bunker dude in the past.
Ah, okay.
So he'd accidentally seen the bunker dude coming up the stairs or something and thought he'd seen a ghost.
Ah.
So when he sees him again, like years later, he like faints or has a seizure or something and is unconscious.
Yeah.
So he's gone. Everyone is flipping out. Obviously, the dad of the girl who got stabbed.
Wait, doesn't the son get stabbed too? Or one of the children get stabbed?
I don't think so.
Well, then why are they rushing to the hospital?
Because I don't know if he had a seizure or if he fainted.
Oh, that's why right. That's right. Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, all the family members are out there now, I guess.
Yeah.
So what? So they're
trying to get the driver to drive them to the hospital. But meanwhile, his daughter's been stabbed in the neck and is like bleeding out. And they're like, come on, drive us to the hospital. Even though there are tons of dead people here. And then the dad takes the knife and kills the rich dad. And it's awesome.
So wait, first he throws him the keys, right? He's like, I'm not, like, my daughter is dying. So he throws him the keys. And as the rich guy, is going over to pick up the keys, passes by the bunker guy who's now dead.
Yeah.
And he like smells him and sort of like recoils.
Yeah, yeah.
Which
that's right.
takes us back to a previous moment where the driver overheard this rich man saying that the driver that like poor smelled
smell.
Poor.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then this like incites the dad to be like, fuck it all. And then he stabs the rich dad.
Yeah, he does.
That part was awesome. He's just like, capitalism.
Yeah. And then he escapes and the family, and something has happened to so the son had like a concussion or something. So he wasn't actually there when all this was happening. But he goes to the hospital and he recovers. Right. Obviously the rich dad is dead. The poor sister is dead. And they're like wondering where the poor dad is. And they find out that he has been in the basement. Like he went to the basement.
He's like
too.
Sending Morse code signals.
Yeah. He did a Morse code letter, which I've never done Morse code. It's probably one of the most inefficient ways to communicate. Like letter by letter. That's fucking insane. Like there should be a better way. But yeah, so they find that out. And then the son like writes a letter back that's like kind of sad. And it's like imagining that he'll be rich one day and he'll buy the house. God. And then the murder dad can just walk up the stairs and it's fine. Sorry.
Oh my God. That scene was so sad.
Yeah.
He like shows like the son is all rich now and he owns the house.
Yeah.
And then the dad slowly walks up the stairs and they embrace in their beautiful garden. And then of course that's not going to happen.
No. And then a different family has bought the house and they're like German or whatever. And the cycle continues.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Why is it better for him to live in a basement than go to jail?
I don't know.
I don't understand. Go
yeah, because if he was
jail.
In jail, he could see his family.
Yeah. Or do they have the
He's
death
like
penalty?
He's like in a self-imposed. I don't think so. I think the United States is one of the only quote unquote developed countries that has a death penalty.
You're right.
So
yeah, he would have food. He would have human interaction.
Yeah.
His family could visit him.
He could shower. He could do all
he
of those
He could take
things.
A shower.
Yeah.
I don't understand why you would choose the bunker.
I don't either. But so yeah, I liked the movie. I thought it was really good. I think that It's very on the nose, but I feel like that's just kind of how this guy's movies are. I mean, I didn't see Snowpiercer, but I did see Okja, and that movie is very on the nose too, but I also really like that movie. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I liked it. I liked how, like, when the poor family is like fantasizing about how they're going to be rich, it's made to seem like even you in the audience are like, oh, that's so dumb and silly, which is sad.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Because even like in the audience, you're like, there are these class hierarchies that can't be breached, basically.
Right.
Yeah. And it was definitely a better movie than Joker, which I also saw, which was trying
you
to
did?
Kind of say that, unfortunately.
Todd, did you see that?
Look, I knew I wasn't going to like it, but Todd wanted
Why
to see it.
Why did y'all see it?
Todd wanted to see it, and so I was like, all right. And we both hated it the same amount. It was just that Todd had farther to fall than I did. I went in knowing I was going to hate it, so.
Oh, God.
Yeah. when that movie does try to say some of the same things, but in an extremely sloppy and overwrought manner. Whereas this movie, I liked it. It was funny at parts. It was sad. It was good. I liked it.
Yeah.
I don't really have any criticisms, though.
Me neither. I loved it. It, like, it murdered me. After it, like, the credits were rolling, I was just, like, sitting in the theater, like, I want to move to a cabin in the woods.
Yeah.
Where there's no society and no money, and I'm just in the woods by myself.
It was
just so depressing and hopeless.
Yeah.
But like you said, it's like really funny. It's like darkly comic. So it's not like, when you're watching it, it's not a depressing watch. You're like on the edge of your seat.
No, it's just kind of like depressing as an idea.
Yes,
more so than the actual movie
compounds in the end.
Yeah,
the beginning is so fun, just like watching how they infiltrate the family
heist,
and that part is it's all fun and games until they discover the bunker people.
Well, but they also like get all those other staff members fired for no reason, so it's just kind of like
I don't mean it's like, it's not like you sympathize with that, you sympathize with them because they're poor, but obviously they're not like altruistic.
But it's interesting. It's very like the societal commentary is strong. Liked that the like they literally like in the scene where they're going back home, they're literally going downhill the whole time. Like they're going downstairs, they're going downhill. Like it's like, oh, this isn't great.
Same article that I read about how the set for the house was built. Mm-hmm. Apparently the set designer said that this is like the most staircases he's ever had to build.
Oh shit.
They're very
MC
very
Escher
much into
situation.
The upstairs.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's I was confused, like, why are they walking upside down sometimes?
Yeah, there
and
was
that's
some,
why
I saw some people are comparing it to the movie Us. Did you see that movie?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah,
I don't
just
because
of the like
us,
downstairs people that you don't think about. You know, like lower classes.
Yeah, except Us, I guess that was the point of Us. I feel like Us did not
multiple layers
do as great of a job of emphasizing the point.
Yeah, I think this movie was more like, it was more like, this is what we're telling you and talking about. Whereas Us was a lot more ambiguous. It was good. All the
great
performances are really good.
Oh my God. The guy, they're all really good. Yeah. The guy who plays the driver dad.
Yeah. He's good.
So good.
Yeah,
man. Yeah. They're all really great. And I like how the family, the rich family, are not like terrible people.
Yeah,
they're just like so wealthy
oblivious.
And like oblivious and
yeah
sort of like gullible, like they don't notice a pattern of like, oh, why are we suddenly being convinced to fire everyone who works for us? Like, how do these people suddenly have all these like word of mouth recommendations?
Yeah,
like it's not a problem. They're like totally totally oblivious to everything. That's like their main problem, is that they're just like ignorant.
Well,
oblivious.
I mean, it's like the lady said in the movie that the money is like an iron. It just smooths out the wrinkles. I really liked that. I
was
like,
that
that's
was a
true.
Good,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. They don't have to think about anything.
Yeah. So
they didn't know that a man was living in their bunker. Maybe they don't know they have a bunker.
Yeah. The point is that rich people suck.
That is the point.
Also, I would have really liked if the headline, if we had seen, first of all, a photo of the newspaper after this crazy party, and if it had said, like, in addition to the rich dad dying, he was also canceled for that Native American headdress.
Tragically canceled.
Tragically
that
canceled
day.
And also died. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, kids should, I mean, parents should not let their kids get into Westerns only because it will lead to this kind of,
yeah,
someone has to dress up.
I guess it's like more devoid of context over there. So, I mean, while it's still inappropriate, it's not necessarily as malicious. Or doesn't feel, it's literally not as close to home. So,
apparently, there are like, you know, there are Westerns, obviously, in many different languages. Mm-hmm. But there's like a specific genre of Westerns that were really popular in Germany. So they're like in German people are playing everyone. It's very, I've never seen, I really want to watch one because I can't understand. Like, so you, where do you, where is it set? But they're speaking German. It is, yes.
Yeah, speaking of German movies, Todd and I just saw Jojo Rabbit. I was like expecting to not like it, but I really liked it. So
it looks good. The trailer looks fun.
Because it's about Nazis and it's supposed to be like a comedy. So I was like, this is concerning. The premise is concerning.
It's that dude who does all that good stuff.
Taika Waititi. Yeah, he's good. Yeah. He's really good. So, yeah, I recommend seeing it.
Okay. I have watched half of a movie.
Called Midsommar.
Yeah, that too.
See, that's what I really wanted to do this pod about. I've been trying for months.
I know. I'm really sorry. I watched half of a movie, a Japanese movie called Shoplifters. Have you seen that or heard of that? It won that award at Cannes that this movie that Parasite Cannies? That that Parasite won this year. This, I think, won last year.
Oh, okay. I think I've heard of it, I just haven't seen it.
Also, it's on Hulu. It's also about capitalism. It's also about like poor people. It's,
why did you only watch half of it?
The person I was watching it with fell asleep.
That's very rude,
isn't it?
Yeah.
So
you know what movie you won't fall asleep during?
Midsommar.
That's correct.
So we literally could not get through more than half of Midsommar.
Why not?
I don't
just
know.
Do it. Force yourself to do it.
Okay.
Please.
Well, now I need to finish watching this Japanese movie.
Well, if you don't watch it, the rest of this podcast, the rest of our episodes will just be us telling each other you should watch that.
Okay. Well, I want to recommend to you and the general public that if you liked Parasite and the
messages in Parasite,
you'll for sure like the first half. Perfect. I can tell already that the tone is very different. There's still like funny moments, but it's not as, I don't know if irreverent is the right word, but it's, I'm already starting to feel sad and worried.
Okay.
So it's a little different, but it's pretty good so far.
I'm glad that you can vouch for the first half of the movie.
Thank you.
Something that we've both watched recently is the third season of Riverdale.
Whoa, I'm not prepared for this.
Okay. I know. Well, maybe we can do another episode about that next week or something because we're already at 30 minutes and I don't want this podcast to go too long. No.
We also need to do, as part of our Riverdale coverage of season 3, maybe that can also be our Hot Dads coverage.
Oh, yeah.
About all the shows we've cumulatively
watched.
With the
Hot Dads, the
DILFs.
That
feature Hot Dads, the DILFs, yeah.
Yeah. I really need to think about that because I need to go look at pictures of all the other Hot Dads. Though Chad Michael Murray went from hot boyfriend in Gilmore Girls to literally the next time I saw him. Well, I saw like one episode of One Tree Hill, but like it went from that like 10 years ago. Maybe more than 10 years, like 15 years ago. To now where he's a hot dad. So.
He's such a hot dad. Yeah. God, in that, I mean, we'll talk about it.
Yeah, we will.
At the end of that episode where it's revealed to be him and he's just in the audience clapping, I lost my shit.
I bet.
It's like bouncing up and down on the sofa.
Oh, my God.
God, that was such a good moment. Chad Michael
Anyway,
Murray.
Riverdale, long story short, I do recommend it. It's great. Yeah.
It's a little I mean, there's rich people in it, but it's mostly about how everyone is a murderer.
No, it's great. There's nothing. It's unimpeachably great. Yeah.
Oh, and now we're going to talk about the impeachment hearings that have happened this week. That brings us to our next topic.
God, I can't.
Okay, yeah. Parasite was great.
Yeah. How many rich stabbed rich people would you give it out of 10?
10 out of 10.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I would give it a 9 out of 10. Yeah, cool. Yeah. Okay. Well, that is all we have for today. Stay tuned. Our next episode will come out in less than 6 months.
Yes, probably. We can promise. Yeah. That. Oh, okay. Probably.
Okay. You can subscribe to us on iTunes and Stitcher and wherever else you listen to podcasts. Mm-hmm. You end of list. I'm not even gonna hawk the Instagram anymore. Just
why?
This is the only content you need. Just because I don't do a good job of the Instagram.
What are you talking about?
I don't. Maybe I should. Okay, I'll think about
you
it.
You do do. I'm not saying Instagram you need to do anything, but you slightly, do a good job.
It's been a little bit underwhelming lately, but
we've been
want,
focusing on other projects.
Yeah.
You did.
Mm-hmm. The New York Times has this podcast called Still Processing with Wesley Morris and Jen Wortham, and it's great. And they had to like take a long break, and it was like 4 or 5 months or something, maybe longer. And they ended up being because they were doing the 1619 project. And oh. I wish that we could say that we were doing something as ooh, important in our time off.
Not we were not doing that. Close.
No,
not even close. Wait, we can Kelly has another podcast.
Kelly has another podcast. You can listen to Kelly's other podcast. It is called Zero Stars, and it is where we review people's amazing over the top Yelp reviews. So that one comes out slightly more regularly than this one. Okay, thank you for listening, and good night.
Cheese.